Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm going to bring Pat Forty in. Obviously, we know Pat Forty as a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You can find him on X at @ByPatForty. Pat, appreciate you hanging out with us. I think what I want to start with, a lot's been made about the fact that College game day is not in Athens this weekend. A lot of that probably due to Alabama's first game against Florida State. But if you were picking one game to watch, if you only had one game on your TV, you watching Bama, Georgia, you watching Oregon, Penn State, are you watching the Whit Weeks versus Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss against LSU? What are you picking?
Well, as somebody who pretty much did have my pick, I'm going to Alabama, Georgia. So I will be between the hedges for that one. It is always a fascinating game. It's two very good teams. I know Alabama had the early loss. I still think they're going to be a factor in the SEC race, and the whole Kirby Smart psychoanalysis thing when it comes to Alabama continues to be fascinating to me. And there's a lot on the line. Going to be a great atmosphere. Should be a good game. And I'm looking forward to it.
I do love how you put that. It is the Kirby Smart psychoanalysis game. What does Kirby need to do to get this win this weekend?
I think his defense needs to play more like we've seen almost all his defenses play than they did against Tennessee. That was, kudos to them for finding a way to win the game on the road. And yes, it took some fortune because Tennessee blew it, but they did take advantage of it. They did come back and get in position to win. But that, it required a pretty extraordinary effort, I think, by a lot of their guys on offense to pull it out because the defense just couldn't stop Tennessee for long stretches of the game. So I want to see better defense from Georgia and a better start as well. In that game against Tennessee, they did not start well. I certainly remember last year in Tuscaloosa when they were absolutely boat raced out of the gate and then had to come back there. And it's nice to have a team that has the ability to come back, but it's better to be ahead instead of trying to come from behind.
Pat, I'm a little bit miffed by what Oregon is because they have played a very soft schedule to this point. And other than this game against Penn State and then Indiana, it goes back to pretty much soft again. Have we overlooked Oregon with the way they've looked dominant in the first half or the first few games? Or is it just a soft schedule?
Well, they haven't played anybody yet. And, in a more ideal world, playing Oklahoma State should have been a test. But Oklahoma State's terrible, clearly, fired their coach. Northwestern on the road, Big Ten game on the road, 9 a.m. start Pacific time, should be a test, but Northwestern isn't very good. So, I think they're probably quite good. I'm impressed by their ability to reload with different players and continue to be really explosive offensively. I think Will Stein, the offensive coordinator, is a rising star, going to be a head coach soon. They've got talent. They recruit really well. They hit the portal well. They've got money. So there's every reason to believe they're good, but we're going to find out more on Saturday, just as we will against Penn State, who's really played nobody so far.
Hanging out with senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forty. Pat, I want to go back to the conversation about Kalen DeBoer, about Alabama. I proudly wore the crimson. I make no bones about it here in the city of Atlanta. I think this is such a pivotal game for him for so many reasons. First and foremost, if you can continue to beat Georgia and beat them the way you did last year, and you mentioned it, they could factor into the SEC at some point, and therefore possibly the college football playoff. There's also the danger on the other side. If you go in and lose against Georgia, and then you have to flip around and play a pretty good Vanderbilt team that you lost to last year that'll be coming into Tuscaloosa next weekend, then all of a sudden I think things could possibly start falling apart. As a Bama guy, and I'm curious to get your perspective on this, are the expectations too high on Kalen DeBoer in year two, or is he just not seeming to get the job done just yet the way he could possibly with all the talent he has in Tuscaloosa?
Well, it was a disappointing first year, no doubt about it. And then you start the second year by really getting thumped by Florida State, which nobody saw coming. That's not good. And so, you know, it's Alabama. The expectation is not to be, what was he, 10-4 through 10-5, whatever it was, through his first 15 games. And so you got to be better than that. And we'll see if they are. That just put them behind the eight ball, where if you lose at Georgia and you didn't just blow that game against Florida State, nobody's sitting there saying the sky is falling, you know, and your playoff positioning is fine. But having lost two games, if you lose both of those and you're sitting there 2-2 and you haven't beaten really anybody because Wisconsin looks terribly disappointing, and the way last year went, then it's a very negative situation. And yeah, Vanderbilt is no joke. I mean, obviously Alabama learned that last year, but I think they're better this year. So, the situation there would be extremely urgent with, the Commodores coming to Tuscaloosa. So yeah, it's a very important game for DeBoer, to establish some credibility and say, look, I can do this job to the level that Alabama expects the job to be done.
Pat, I don't know if you could get any more polar opposite on the sidelines than Lane Kiffin, you know, and then Brian Kelly. And Kiffin's got the whole thing with Weeks and his daughter, and it just makes an extra element to that. But right now, LSU, you could argue, other than Miami, has been the best team in the country. Do we get to see Austin Simmons play this week for Ole Miss? And if so, do they have a chance to knock off LSU?
Oh, I think they definitely have a chance to knock off LSU, and I don't think it matters who plays quarterback. Trinidad Chambliss has been better than Austin Simmons so far. Division II transfer who's come in and just lit it up for the first couple games of his tenure as a starter, and we'll see. You know, if I'm Lane Kiffin, I might be telling Austin Simmons, saying, look, we're sticking with this hand because it's red hot. And if that changes, be ready. But I'm incredibly impressed by what Trinidad Chambliss has done for them. And it does underscore Lane Kiffin's ability to fit an offense to a quarterback and make it work. Because I think he could grab one of the frat boys out of the stadium there in Oxford and throw him back at quarterback and probably score some points. So, you know, LSU, I think LSU's defense has really improved. Probably one of the most improved units in the SEC. I've not been impressed with their offense, really. Running game has been sporadic. Nussmeier has been sporadic and still capable of making just some jaw-dropping dumb plays. So I kind of think the Tigers are up against it here going into Oxford.
Pat, real quick, I want to get your thoughts on the SEC as a whole. It seems like there's a lot of really good teams. I don't know if there's any great teams. And it seems like there's just a jumble up at the top. You just mentioned LSU. Obviously, we're talking Georgia, Alabama. Texas has been one of those teams. Oklahoma loses John Mateer. Who do you think right now just stands out to you in terms of the SEC?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a great question. I did ask that on our podcast. I don't know who the best team is in the SEC. It's very unclear to me. You know, I think if Texas were getting a better play from Arch Manning, I would probably say the Longhorns, but they're not. And so I'm probably looking at Georgia then after that. But yeah, keeping an eye on LSU, keeping an eye on Mississippi, keeping an eye on Oklahoma, which now, yes, has maybe the guy that's playing the best of anybody in the country who's out. Missouri is off to a really good start. Texas A&M, I was there when they played Notre Dame, was incredibly impressed by their offense. So it's, to me, it's very wide open. This week will give us a little clarity with the big games in Athens and in Oxford. But also, you know what, let's keep an eye on Tennessee and Mississippi State. I know Mississippi State, probably it's way too much to ask to go from worst to anywhere near first, but they're much better. And Tennessee needs to be ready when they go to Starkville there, because that's another team that, they may not win the league, but like Vanderbilt, they may all of a sudden say, you know what, we're no longer a pushover. And so the more of those you have in the league, the more you're just going to have random upsets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are joined by senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forty. Pat, there's a lot of hype around Georgia Tech around here. They're off to a great start. Do you think Georgia Tech could win the ACC?
Yeah, I think they've got a chance. You know, I was super impressed with Brent Key and what he's done. And Haynes King is just that perfect kind of fit, it seems like, for the way he wants to play. He's in that Tim Tebow role, power runner who could also throw when needed. You know, and the schedule is so easy. I mean, the schedule just gives them a great opportunity, I think. If I were them, you know, I'd be on alert going to Wake Forest. I don't think Wake Forest is very good, but what we've seen from Georgia Tech in the past, they've hit some high notes, but then they've often had that kind of random, like, clunker game, and they can't afford that here because they've got so much on the line right now. But again, I really like their team. I think that they're extremely tough, physical, ball control, good defense, and they've been able to rise to occasions and play well in big spots. So I think Tech absolutely could win the league. Will they? I don't know. I think Miami and Florida State might be a notch ahead, or at least Miami. But we'll find out as the things develop here.
Actually, Pat, that's perfect, because I wanted to ask you about Miami, what you think about them. They've been tested, I feel like. You know, opening with Notre Dame, South Florida's better than we thought, maybe not as good as we think. And Florida, well, they defense, but their offense is atrocious. How good is Miami? How good do you think that Miami team is right now with Carson Beck running the show?
I've got them number one, just based on who they have played this year and throwing out preseason expectations. I've just been really impressed. I think that you identified it. They're good in a lot of areas. Their defense is excellent. I think Reuben Bain right now is probably the most impactful defensive player in the country. Defensive lineman for them who is just almost impossible to block. Beck has been good. Malachi Toney, the freshman receiver, has been really good. I like everything they have done to this point. So I think in terms of who's accomplished what through 4 weeks, I'd put Miami at the top of the heap. But they also have to sustain it. It looks like we've got a throwback old school 1980s, 90s, Miami-Florida State showdown coming, which I can't wait, in Tallahassee, October 4th. And then coming out of that, we'll know who the favorite is in the league, and then we'll see how the Canes handle expectations and pressure. It's not been the best combination for Mario Cristobal in the past. He's got to get his way through close games. But I like Miami a whole bunch right now.
Pat Forty, you're the best, dude. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.